With federal officials giving their blessing for vaccinating children between the ages of 5 and 11 against COVID, many states are now gearing up to bring those shots to school children. This is Don Rush. In Virginia, some 748,000 children will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Danny Avula is the state's vaccination liaison.
Yeah, it's a big step for Virginia. We have done a great job so far. Almost 74% of our 12 and up population has been fully vaccinated. And now we'll continue to be able to work towards that community immunity by getting 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated.
So how effective do we think this vaccine is going to be for those young folks?
Clinical trials showed that the vaccine is really effective and at a lower dose. You know, one of the reasons it took longer for the pediatric vaccine to come out was that they had to kind of scale down the dosing and figure out what was the right balance immune response with side effects. About a third of the dose of the adult dose really achieved a good immune response in terms of circulating antibodies without having any of the severe side effects. And so that's really encouraging. You know, kids will still have some side effects, but less severe and less frequent than we see in adults.
So what's the situation in terms of children attending school and the vaccination itself? Are they going to be required for it? What's the situation with that?
I don't really see any scenario anytime soon where this is a required vaccine for children. I think, you know, typically Virginia follows the CDC Advisory Committee recommended vaccine schedule. And while this is a recommended vaccine, it is not on that kind of recommended schedule for all children yet. It may get there at some point, and then Virginia's General Assembly will have to make a decision about whether we want to incorporate that. We always have to continually reevaluate the role of requirements. And if we expect to be in a very different place with COVID in a few months than we are right now, I don't expect it anytime soon.
So how will the state deal with vaccine hesitancy that some parents may be hesitant about getting their children vaccinated?
Certainly anticipated. I think we as parents wouldn't be doing our jobs if we weren't concerned about the safety and health of our kids. And so parents are understandably asking important questions. I know my wife and I are for our 5 children. We know that families feel most comfortable with their providers. So we really prioritize getting vaccine to pediatricians and family practice offices as well as pharmacies so that parents have the chance to ask questions, to talk through, like, why does my child need this vaccine and should I do it? And then we will continue to engage our communities. We certainly have marketing and communications materials we've developed. I think the other thing that parents need to hear is why? Like, why should I get my 5 to 11-year-old vaccinated when we know that most kids who get COVID don't develop severe disease? But we also know that it's not a completely non-zero risk. And in the state of Virginia alone, we've seen almost 1,000 hospitalizations due to COVID since the beginning of this pandemic. And sadly, we have lost 10 children to this disease.
Dr. Danny Avula, Virginia State Vaccination Liaison on vaccinating children between the ages of 5 and 11 against COVID-19. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.